So this first amud and a half in case of Mevarchim does not reflect on what the rest of the parak is like. It's very different than what the rest of the parak is like. Actually, this amud is a walk in the park compared to what the rest of the parak is like. That's in a as far as trying to understand the sugyas go. That is just getting through it. but what the Gemara over here is trying to determine is whether brachas are min hatayro or not. The reason why the Gemara goes through this whole activity of figuring out, can we learn out of a pasuk or not, is specifically because the Gemara wants to prove that it is not learned out of a pasuk. Whereas the Braisa that the Gemara started with, Rabbi Kiva, said that it is learned out of a pasuk, the Gemara wants to show that no, in truth, it's just an asmachta, and it cannot be learned out of a pasuk, and it's a svara. The difference whether it would be deraiso or whether it would be derabanan, there's a number of differences. Throughout the parak, Tosis points this out, and then the Shita gave yesterday, the Rashba and the Pnei Yeshua talk about it, that bracha rishayna is not considered to be a deraiso. There's a number of differences. One is there's the halacha balkari, during the time when there was a takana that a balkari is not allowed to learn and not allowed to daven, so he wasn't allowed to make brachas either. But he was obligated to bench after eating bread because that's deraisa. But all bracha rishayinus he did not make because they were only drabanan. So you see one very big difference if it's deraisa and drabanan. And another difference pointed out by the Pnei Yeshua is what is the halacha by a safek. The halacha is that if you eat bread, you eat enough bread that requires you to bench menat taira, which is kedei sviya. So you ate enough to fill yourself up. Bachalta v'savata. So then you're mechuyev to bench min atayra. So the halacha is if you have a safik, you have to bench again. If you're not sure if you benched, you have to bench again. Safik deraisa l'chumra. It's a safik if you have a mitzvah min atayra of benching and you have to bench again. Whereas bracha rishayna, we say safik brachas l'hakol. You don't know if you made a bracha rishayna, you don't make it again. Right? And if you have a safik, if you didn't make a bar and a flashes or not, you don't make it again, etc. Except everything except benching is drabanan. So that's another very significant difference if it's deraisa or it's drabanan. The Pnei Yeshua that I gave out yesterday was bothered that typically a svara, something that is classified as a svara, is a deraisa. If it's self-understood from the Torah, in other words, given our understanding of the Torah, this is something which is self-understood and doesn't need to be clarified by a pasuk, then it's most certainly min ha-Torah, to which he tries to answer it, and he remains with the Tzarachian. But in any case, la-halacha, we consider it a drabana, for all intents and purposes. Now, the Gemara says, what is the svara? The svara is a very interesting thing. Brachas, we would typically classify as a mitzvah, right? There are mitzvahs midrabanan and there are isurim midrabanan, right? So there's a mitzvah midrabanan of Hanukkah, right? And there's an isur midrabanan of chicken and milk, right? Basar oif b'chalav. One's an isur and one's a mitzvah. If I would ask you, what is a bracha? I imagine you would tell me, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah midrabanan, right? Why do you have to make a brachas midrabanan? They made a mitzvah to make brachas. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what's the svara? The svara is that it's asur. The Gemara classifies the Takana Brachas more as an Isser than it is a mitzvah. You look at Rashi. You look at Rashi, Rashi flips it. Right? Rashi, the bottom Rashi, El Asvarahu, the last two lines of that Rashi, it's five, six lines from the bottom. Rashi says, El Asvarahu, Dekibin Nehena, since you are either going to have hana or you have already had hana, because we're really talking about bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna, tzarech lahaydis l'misha baram. You need to give hadah, you need to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created it. So Rashi presents it as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah. But now the Gemara says. The Gemara says, asur loy la'adam shehenem la'am v'dablai bracha. The same strange thing comes up here in the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara had this initially when we thought we had a drasha of kadosh hilul mashem. And we darshan from the pasuk hilulim chiyuv bracha rishayna bracha achrayna. Mikan am Rabbi Kiva. From here, Rabbi Kiva deduced asur la adam shiyatim klum kaidim shivarach. You're not allowed to eat before you make a bracha. So again, he took something, a pasuk which seemed to be saying it's a mitzvah hilulim. You're obligated to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow that turned into an iser. Now this question is not just a question in pshat, which it certainly is. What is going on over here? But it's also a real, very, very authentic question, la halacha. How do we look at brachas? How do we look at the chiyuv of bracha rishayna, the bracha that you make before you eat? What did Chazal say? Did they give you an obligation to make a bracha, a mitzvah to make a bracha? And the reason why you can't eat is because you just won't be keeping that mitzvah. So, the same way, why are you not allowed to eat outside of sukkah? There's no avera in the Torah eating outside of sukkah, right? The Torah didn't say, loy soich al-chutz l'sukkah. The Torah just gave you a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. So, eating out of a sukkah is not doing that mitzvah. That's why you can't do it. You're not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah. It's not an avera per se. It's not an iser. It's not like you're eating on Yom Kippur. It's not an avera, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. Eating out of a sukkah is a bittul mitzvah. So I would think it's a mitzvah to make a bracha before you eat. Not making that bracha is a bittul mitzvah. That's one approach. Or the Lashon HaGemara seems more to indicate that there is actually an iser. Chazal were masakin an iser. It is aser to eat without making a bracha. Gemara later says, Gemara says, it's like you're a ma'al, it's like you're a gazlan. All sorts of Lashinus and all sorts of comparisons which indicate an avera, an iser, not just a lack of doing a mitzvah. Is an actual avera eating without bracha? Now there's a very significant difference to halacha. That difference in halacha will be as follows. What do you think the halacha should be if someone, for argument's sake, went in Baltimore after 10 o'clock and got apprehended by the authorities and got locked up in a room together with many other people? And it is impossible to make a bracha in such a room, halachically, due to many, many issues. So now you're there, and you're very, very thirsty, and you want to drink something, and it's us to make a bracha in such a room, right? It's a Reya Chara and whatever else, Makam Magula, who knows what is going on. So you can't make a bracha. So are you allowed to drink? So if it's a mitzvah, if it's just a mitzvah, so you're an anus. If a person's anus on a mitzvah, so you're anus, right? If a person is locked up and he can't get access to a sukkah, he's allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. You're anus. You have to go to a sukkah, but I can't. I'm locked up in jail. I can't go to a sukkah, so I can eat. As long as I have a chiv mitzvah, say, it's fine, I have a chiv, but if I'm an anus, I can't do the mitzvah, so it's no problem, I can eat. Here also, I'm locked up in jail. I can't make a bracha, so I'm anus, so I can eat. But if you say it's an iser, on Yom Kippur, you could be very hungry. You can't eat, right? If it's an iser to eat, it's an iser to eat. So if Chazal said it's aser to eat without a bracha, so even if I can't make a bracha, it's too bad. It's aser to eat without a bracha. I comes to pikuach nefesh, you probably could eat. But I'm just saying, up till that point, or maybe for drabanans, you don't eat pikuach nefesh. I don't know exactly at what point will allow you to eat. But the approach would be, you need to stick it out. It's not an oinus doesn't help you. You're an oinus, you can't make a bracha, but that doesn't change the fact that it's aser to eat without a bracha. So there's a very significant difference to halacha over here. Now, if you, this Gilyon HaShas, I passed out yesterday, it's the first thing on this sheet that I gave today, just it's enlarged, a little easier to read. So he's, Gilyon HaShas, is Rabbi Kivager, is going on a Taisvis. That Taisvis is a very strange thing. Taisin Daf Yubeza Manal says, the Gemara over there has a suffix. The Gemara has a machlokes in the Gemara about when someone started a bracha having one thing in mind, one food in mind, and then in the middle realized that he was holding the wrong food, so he changed the bracha in mid-stride. So does that work or does that not work? And in the end, it ends up being a suffix. So the Re says that you have to make a bracha again. And we don't say suffix brachas lahakol. It doesn't explain why. So Rebbe Eger over here is going to explain why. Okay, he says, we don't say safik brachas lakula. In other words, this guy made a bracha on his wine, and he messed up with the bracha, but it became a safik now if his bracha worked. The Re says, do it again. So Rebbe Eger says, what do you mean? It's a safik. Say safik brachas lakula, and just go on and drink it without making a bracha again. Even though it could be your bracha didn't work, but it's a safik. Now, like we said before, safik brachas hananin should be lakula. So he says, you would not say Safi Brachas Lakula, but Magan Avram, Simon Reish, Tassif, Kut, and Gemel Hikshikain. The Magan Avram actually does ask this kasha, why don't you say Safi Brachas Lakula? Dekvar Kosev Hamar Shah, Bipsachim Kuvbeza Medal, Beferish Reshbam, he's coming to explain Reshbam there, the Vermesal Hadecha Kaicha, the Loy Shaykh Kain, you only say Safi Brachas Lahakal, Ella Babirchas Hamitzvis, only by Birchas Hamitzvis, the Habrachas Ainam Akvis. So you want to put on tefillin in the morning, you're very tired, and now you have the tefillin on, and you forgot, did you say lahaniach? Did you make the wrong bracha? You don't know what you did. So there we say, Safik brachas lahakol, the mitzvah you're mekayim regardless, right? The mitzvah of tefillin, you're mekayim whether you make the bracha or not. You're allowed to do the mitzvah without making a bracha as well. You're just supposed to make a bracha, so it's a suffix. Suffix brachas lachol, don't make the bracha again. Aval beberchas anenin also lachol blei bracha. Berchas anenin, you tried to make a bracha on the wine. You don't know if it worked. You're not allowed to eat. You want to eat, you have to make a bracha. So also lachol blei bracha. So you can't say suffix brachas lachol, because then you might not have made a bracha. You have an iser in front of you. You're faced with an iser. The case is you made a bracha on wine, and in the middle you thought the wrong thing, and that makes a suffix. Does the bracha work?
I thought you were making it on beer.
Yeah, that's the case over there.
But then I thought we said that case does work because of Shach Hole works.
Sorry, I didn't want to get into the specifics of the case. There's one of those cases that it doesn't work, or it's a suffix if it works. Lamas kana sagamar.
Okay.
Right. Now whatever the specific case was.
Isn't that a suffix drabbanon at all?
The iser is also a suffix, you're saying?
Yeah, it's a drabbanon. If we're going to say it's deraisa, okay. If it's a drabbanon, the whole bracha rishona, then it's a suffix drabbanon.
So I think the iser is also a suffix, right?
Yeah. And right. It's lekula.
So it's not really. In other words, the iser is a vadai.
Right.
There's no suffix on the iser.
It's a suffix whether or not I have an iser or not.
So it's a suffix whether I made a bracha or not.
Right.
That's a suffix whether I made a bracha or not.
Iser or not.
So why don't we say that it's a suffix if I have an iser anymore, and say suffix drabbanon lekula on that iser? That's a good question. That's a very valid question, Mr. Kvager. Okay?
Why can't it be just because don't eat? I don't know the rules of Suffolk Darabon and Lakula well enough, but does Suffolk Darabon and Lakula apply when you have the option of just not doing it?
Yes, it does. It does. Anytime you have a Suffolk in Isurim in food, if I have a Suffolk, if milk falls on chicken, right? So we
then
say Suffolk Darabon and Lakula, you could eat it. Yeah. So Suffolk, so you're right, technically should also be subject to Suffolk Darabon and Lakula. So it's a good question. I'm not going to address that question right now. We will address it at some point. Not this year. That's the question we will address when we discuss Suffolk Drabon a little more. But the point I'm making is just that he's clearly learning that it's an Isser, not just Suffolk Chiv, because Suffolk Chiv is certainly not you're not obligated anymore. Right? So, Aval Babir Chsenen, Asa Lachal Boy Bracha, Veloy Havi Kan Cheshash Bracha Levatala. And therefore, it's not a question of perhaps you're making a Bracha Levatala. The imla yivarech, because if you don't make another bracha, yehei asur loy lishtois, it'll be asur for him to drink. So achazar isi behaven oizer, different sefer shakachas misvar de nafshe. He said this from his own svara v'loy hevi divrei marsha, and he didn't bring the marsha. Okay, so Rabbi Kvega over here brings this marsha, and he seems to be going with this marsha, and he says that anytime you have a safik bracha, you don't know if I made a bracha or not. I'm not sure if the bracha worked or not, etc. You can make another bracha. You're mechuyev to make another bracha because asal adam shehanel min ha'olam is eblei bracha. There's still an iser standing in front of you. You can't eat without making a bracha. You don't know if you made a bracha. You have to make another one. This is what Rabbi Kvager says. So Rabbi Kvager seems to be taking a side. Wait just a second. He seems to be taking a clear side that it's not just a question of do you have an obligation or not. Were you yotzi obligation? Because then there would be no difference between that and berachas hamitzvahs. Berachas hamitzvahs also, I'm mechuyev to make a bracha on tzitzis. I don't know if I did, so I don't do it again. Eating, I'm mechuyev to make a bracha on eating. I don't know if I did, so I don't do it again. No, he's saying eating has an additional issue that I can't eat. It's an issur to eat without a bracha, and therefore I'm stuck. So according to Rabbi Kvager, just to go back to our original question, if someone was stuck in prison, he's stuck. Can't make a bracha, too bad. Right? That's what should come out. Yeah. What were you saying?
I have a question on the definition of bracha levatala, but if it's not relevant to the shir, we can move on.
Meaning,
because I would not have defined bracha levatala.
You call it in tzricha, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, he called Levatal. Yeah. That's Ahara, yeah. But I'll explain that afterwards. Yeah, it's not relevant to the share. Yeah, I can explain that after. Okay, so now, on the side over here, there is a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman. This is in Minchas Shlomo, Simin Yudches, Chelek Hav Simin Yudches. So he goes and takes apart this Rabbi Kvager. It's a beautiful piece. So he says, it starts a little bit in the page before. He's quoting the Maharsha. So let's start from the second line. Ulam, the end of the second line. Ulam lahalacha lekaim lan hachi. He said, lahalacha, we do not hold like what this Rabbi Kivager is trying to suggest. He says, there's a mefurish mechaber that says not like this Rabbi Kivager. It says as follows. Imhu mesupik imberich hamaitzi im lav. If someone has a suffik, if he made a hamaitzi on bread, you don't make another bracha. And obviously you eat, right? I mean, that's the point. So you v'cheinu gam b'simon reish tesiv gimel. Ayin Sham, Shalinisker Klal, the also Lachal Misafik. It is never said that you're not allowed to eat when you have a Safik if you made a bracha. So clearly the halacha, and this is the fact, this is the halacha, so this much is established. If you have a Safik if you made a bracha Rishayna, if you have a Safik if you made a Birchas Hanahanin, right, you're about to eat something, you forgot if you made a bracha, you got distracted, you don't know, you're not sure if you said all the words, so on and so forth, whatever Safik you come up with, you do not make another bracha. So clearly the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger is trying to assert. Now, v'dirulini is daiti, litan tam nachayim. So the Rosh Hashanah says, let me explain to you why it's like that. V'laychich, and I'm going to prove, shekenhu, the harei tanam bebrachas daf chafa mebeis. We just mentioned this before. It says in a Mishnah brachas chafa mebeis, bal keri mevarach al mazen la'achra v'enu barach lefanav. A bal keri makes a bracha, he benches on bread, but he doesn't make a hamaitzi. V'haynu, mishom, the reason is, they keep in the brachas al lefanav lav dairaisa, being that a bracha is not a dairaisa hu, therefore, the Rabbana said, don't make it, he's a Balkari. Upashit hu, and it's Pashit, Zakht Rashad Zaman, the Bechahai Gavdin, in this case, a Balkari in other words, Mutul lacha velishtas kamashi yiritsa, he can eat and drink as much as he wants. Well, I mean, we don't say, da avar al iser gezel, shal nehenim in ha'ilam zebeloi bracha, and we don't say, hey, you know, you're not allowed to make a bracha because you're a Balkari, you're stealing, you're being nehenim in ha'ilam zebeloi bracha. The yeser bachila vishtiyach yidbal, we should prohibit him from eating and drinking until he goes to the mikveh. You don't do that. So obviously there is no standalone iser to eat without a bracha. All it is a chiv, it's an obligation to make a bracha, and a balkari being that it's usher for him to make a bracha, so he's an inus. He can't make a bracha, therefore he's allowed to eat. Umetzinanam. Now, for the record, anybody have any thoughts about this question? Any thoughts? Sounds good question. Again, he's asking that a Balkari, Chazal said a Balkari is not allowed to make a bracha because he's a Balkari, and therefore, and you see he's allowed to eat.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Chazal was not put on the Balkari, but still, the question is...
So you're answering. So first say what you're saying.
The answer's not an answer, though.
You're two steps ahead. So 1 second. First, you're saying that you could argue, right? Say what you're saying.
You could argue that even if you withhold it, it's an Isser, but Chazal didn't put the Isser on a Balkari.
Because this is all the Rabbanan talking, right? So those Rabbanan, the ones who said a Balkari can't make a bracha, obviously they stipulated that he should be able to eat. Okay, go ahead.
Rosh Hashanah, he says that the Maisa is that it's far, the time of the Isser is that it's Me'ilah.
So it doesn't make sense, you're saying.
So it's very nice that you are, they're not being Iver Issa Darabonim, you're still being mild, you're still doing something wrong.
Ah. So in other words, to rephrase what you're saying, I would say that what he's asking is that you see that you're allowed to bench, right? Because benching is the Daraisa. So obviously Chazal said, even though you're Balkari and you're not a Davin, but if you're Mechoi, you're obligated to Daraisa to bench, they said, okay, go ahead and bench, right? So by the same token, if there was an Isser, even if it was an Isser Drabbanam, but if there was an Isser to eat because you're stealing and it's Me'ila and whatever, so they would have said make a bracha. They did make loopholes, right? They did at a certain time make exceptions and allow a Balkari to make a bracha. So if it would be an Isser to eat without a bracha, then they would have told you to make a bracha as well. So obviously it's not an Isser. It's just an obligation midrabbanan. So you're not an Isser, don't do it. That's what he's proving. So that's his first question. Next question. This is a very gishmakish question. Second question.
Why couldn't you say it is Me'ila, it is Gazela, but it doesn't apply when you're an Oinus?
Why would it not apply? An Oinus is, he doesn't have to eat. He's an Oinus on making a bracha. He's not forced to eat. If he's forced to eat, that would make sense. Right?
If you could make it, then...
I mean, it's only stealing if you can make the bracha. That's the same chat. That would... Okay. We'll get to that. That's a possible pshat. But let's just see a second question. That is another question. Metzina nami gabi einan. There's another question because you find a halacha by an einan. So an einan is someone who la'aleinu, a parent or one of his krivim, died, someone that he's mechuyev to sit shiva on, and before the mace is buried, the halacha is he's potter from all mitzvahs. The reason is because oisik b'mitzvah, but whatever the reason is, but he it's not just that he's potter, he can't. He's not allowed to do any other mitzvah. So he's pater from all mitzvahs. So ametzinu nami gabi einan, and einan is pater mikala mitzvahs, and einan is pater from all mitzvahs. And the halacha is the einam of klal. You don't make any brachas. Loi birchas hamaitzi, loi birchas hamazon. So an Einan is pater from all mitzvahs, which means all mitzvahs are say. Therefore, you don't make a bracha, you don't make a hamaitzi, you don't make brachas hamazon. A very strange feeling for the people who have been in that. You eat without a bracha. You feel not Jewish. It's a sorry, but that's the halacha. It's not a choice. But still, the achrayim write, but when you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. You don't make halal until you die. You have to wash your hands. Why? Mishum that kiven to have a gzeira mishum strach truma. The reason why you have to wash your hands is a gzeira and isad rabbanim because of truma. L'chein chayv benetila. Kiven de kulu labin all isurim daraisad rabbanan ha'ainan shapir muzer aleim. The ainan is obligated no labim. He can't do a malacha on Shabbos. He can't eat treif. He has all labim, all isurim. He is also for him to do. He's just not obligated in mitzvahs. The rakman ha mitzvahs who the pater. Avalein rishoy klal labar al isurim, but he's not allowed to be over any iser. So if so, he says b'manashach kibish shekain kasha. If so, shver the ladas hamashah sheikur chiyav habracha who lahater iser. The reason why you have to make a bracha is because you have to take away this iser. Lahanas min alam zeb loy bracha. You have to make a bracha because there's an iser here in front of you that prevents you from eating. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. It's an iser, it's an aver, it's a gzela. Im kein gam einan. Even if you're an einan, amai oichel b'loy bracha. Why are you allowed to eat without a bracha? Tepiglei de pater akman mitzvahs. You're only pater from doing mitzvahs. Avaloi labar al isurim, but you're not allowed to be over on an avera. Uma tam rishoy lachol kamashi yir to b'loy bracha. Why would you be allowed to eat without a bracha? So an Einan, he's asking, an Einan is pater from all mitzvahs, that's true. So therefore, he doesn't make a bracha because he's pater from mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to be over any averis. He's not allowed to eat without washing. So if you're not allowed to be over an avera, why are you allowed to eat without a bracha? Must be that there is no such avera of eating without a bracha. There's just a chiyuv to make a bracha, and he's pater from all chiyuvim. But there is no, besides the chiyuv to make a bracha, there is no other iser to eat without a bracha. Halavadai, the ikr chi of birchas and nehenin, whom mishum the chayvu chachamim lahoidus lahal Hashem, the chachamim obligated you to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koidim shuoichel v'shoise, before you eat and drink. V'chiv zehu svarahu, and this chiv is a svara, mishum midas deracheretz, because that's deracheretz. V'chiv metzinu, like we find, shechivu lavarech birchas mitzvahs, they also obligated to make birchas mitzvahs. So what's the difference? Ala hevdel hu, the difference is rak bezeh. The ilugabi mitzvahs, regarding mitzvahs, loy almu kol kach, Esachiv, they didn't make the chiv so strong. Ad kedei kach shehei asur lasas mitzvah lebracha. They didn't say you can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. They didn't make it so serious. Reshapir mutar lahaniach talis and tefillin mem tefillin. So the nafkamin is, let's say you only get your talis and tefillin when you're ready in the middle of berachas kriyas shema. You're allowed to put on your talis and tefillin and not make a bracha. Olivar chachakach, and you'll just make a bracha after shemoneh esrei. Mashenken gabi berachas anehenin. Almur Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made their takana very strong. L'chiyav habracha va'amru the kolzman shalai beirach. As long as you don't make a bracha, have a kilu mala gazal, as if you're stealing. But it's all because you have a chiyav bracha. Okay, the nimsa l'fi zeh. So comes out the time of the chash of gazal. The reason why it's considered gazal, who rak mishum the mechuyav levarach, is only because you're obligated to make a bracha. Avloy shabracha ba'al hatar sachila, but not because you need the bracha to actually give you a heter to eat. You don't need a heter to eat. You have a chiyav. You have a mitzvah to make a bracha. That's the beginning and the end of the whole story. There's no separate iser to eat. Yeah.
What exactly is the svara then? Meaning it's almost like a what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. The svara, so it comes out the svara is that it's a svara that you have an obligation to eat. Obligation to make a bracha. It's a svara that a person should be obligated to make a bracha.
Based on what? Why would a person be obligated to make a bracha?
Because you're getting something from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're getting hanah. So it makes sense that you should be obligated to thank him for it.
But without the Rabbanan, it wouldn't have been Zela or Ma. I mean, that's part
now,
of the...
Now, that's what happened next. In other words, there was such a Svara. Now, the same, in other words... So let me clarify. In other words, when the Gemara says it's a Svara, right? That doesn't mean that's all it is. It's obviously a Rabbanan.
No, I understand
right?
that. But...
So the Chum stepped in at some point. The Gemara is just explaining why they stepped in, right? So they stepped in because it's a Svara. But what did they do? What
the
svara
wasn't strong enough to make gzela in and of itself.
That's correct. The svara doesn't make gzela at all, he's saying.
Right, it's not making
the
svara
just makes an obligation. So and the gzela, he's saying, is just a way that the chachamim showed you how strong this chiyav is. This chiyav is so strong that not being yoytze this mitzvah is as if you're stealing. Not doing this mitzvah is as bad as stealing.
But the svara in and of itself is not really enough for that.
That's correct. That's how he's explaining it. Yeah, it's interesting. It's just like I guess hyperbole. The level of what?
It sounds like hyperbole almost. Like it's like they're almost like.
Correct. That is what it is, really. In other words, you know, you have a mitzvah. It's like Lashon Hara, right? You learn the Chafetz Chaim by Lashon Hara. It's connected to Adizaren. It's connected to all Avera. It's an Avera. And then there's a level of how chamur that Avera is. And that's where Chazal jumped in and said that it's this bad, it's that bad, it's even worse, right? So the Svara is just telling you the obligation. Now, the level of obligation, then the Chachamim stepped in and said that this obligation is such a strong obligation that not doing it is equivalent to stealing. It's not really a halachadig thing when they said it's kilu mal, kilu gaza. It's just an explanation of how bad it is.
Right.
But it's an obligation. Right. Okay, so now, lehalacha, just want to show you Mishnah Berurah, you turn over here. Mishnah Berurah talks about a fellow that's in a merchatz. He's in the bathhouse and he's very thirsty, and he can't make a bracha in America. So this is the tap one. Let's take a look over there. It's the last couple of lines of the Mishnah Berurah on the tap. V'nir pashut, the hashoysin beveis hamerchitz. People who drink in a beis hamerchitz, shaloi kedin oisin. They're doing shaloi kedin. The hare sham asur afil hahirer. You're not even allowed to think a bracha. And he's not an oinus, he doesn't have to drink. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that a guy who's in America, he cannot make a bracha, he is not allowed to drink. He is not allowed to drink. And he says, you don't have to drink. Now the way we're looking at things, that shouldn't be the way we look at it. You want to drink. Can I make a bracha or not? I'm an oinus. I can't make a bracha here, so I should be pater. So why he should really say that you should be allowed to drink, but it's not what Mishnah Berurah says. So it could be that maybe you don't look at it like that. You say, well, why are you oinus? Get dressed, go outside, make your bracha, come back in and drink, or drink outside, whatever. Well, why? Maybe he just doesn't. He's not recognizing you as even an oinus in regard to the bracha. That could be. There's one more Mishnah Berurah over here. You can take a look at it yourselves. It's not really a steer to this, but this Mishnah Berurah is on the previous page of Simon Samach Beis. If you just want to know where it is. Sif Katan Ches. He talks about someone in the middle of the night wakes up and is very thirsty. Do you have to go schlep to the bathroom and wash Alan Tzios Yudayim before you drink? Look what he says. Sif Katan Ches. Very good.
What do we do with the Kal HaChomer?